I mean, it's work. Prayer's work. And you ain't got to toot your horn and blow your horn. Amen. You can just get away from everything. And who knows? I mean, I just believe with all my heart, as I've said many times, the continuance of this place and this people, I believe, is a result of prayer. It's a result of prayer. I believe with all my heart, amen. Somebody's praying, amen. And God is working, amen. I said many times, my Saturday morning prayer, I've tried to make it in my mind. I don't know about you, but I have dedicated my time on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, amen. Lord, I want to be here, and I'll be praying. I want to talk to God on Saturday morning for the blessed place. So prayer is important. My second point, I'm going on now. My next thing I want you to know, I'm telling you, I said these things. Now, just mark her down. If you get a hold of these important facts this morning, they're basic things. There's nothing profound about them. Not at all. They'll work. They'll take up time. They're time consuming. You know, prayer is time consuming. Yes, it is. But my second point, what about the reading of the Word of God? God's people need to consider their ways about reading the Bible, reading God's Word. I'm talking about not just plundering through it. I'm saying giving some serious attention to the Scriptures, trying to find out what they say. Amen. Just two things I want you to see here. Write these down. 1 Peter 2, verse 2 to 3 tells us about the Word of God. Now, we're talking about believers now, desire to sincere milk of the Word of God. The Bible says here in 2 Peter 2, and verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word of God, if so be that you've tasted the Lord is gracious. There's the Bible reading now. I'm saying this will help us if we make some time with the Bible, this Bible. I mean, I'm just saying believers, and this is fundamental. I'm saying fall in love with the Scriptures again. I believe it's innate. I believe this verse says that it's innate. The baby and the milk, whether it's from the breast or regular milk, the baby, when he's hungry, has to drink his milk. And the Bible says, as newborn babes desire to sincere milk of the Word of God. I'm saying that Christians need to consider, believe need to consider this. Some people, I believe some Christians, so-called Christians, go without reading their Bible during the week. Now, I don't see how a Christian can do that, but I'm saying to you the Word of God is important, amen, and you must read it. Jesus said this, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He's talking about Bible studying, Bible reading. We need to spend time in the Word and time in the Proverbs, time in the Psalm. We need to get the Word of God in us, amen. And I'm saying, here's another fact. Here's something, another thing we need to consider. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not saying that you're not reading your Bible. You know whether you're reading your Bible daily. You know whether you're spending time with God in the Word. But I believe if people are spending time with God in a Word, it'll certainly show up, amen, in their life. It'll show up, amen. They'll be wanting more, amen, of the Word of God if you spend time in it. The Bible says this in Psalms 119, verse 105. You've heard it. You probably know this verse and quote it. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Word of God, amen. Psalms 119. Well, we started studying that thing. We didn't finish it. Psalm 119. But the Word of God is what teaches us about right living. People say, well, I don't know about about homosexuals. I don't know. Maybe they were born that way. They need to read the Bible. They need to read the Bible. About right living and right behavior, amen. If you read the Word of God, you'll find it. It'll teach us about God and who He is if we read our Bible. It'll teach us also about ourselves if we would read the Bible. I'm saying again, some important things, prayer and now Bible reading. I'm just talking about Bible reading. I'm saying some consistency with reading your Bible. Christians, believers, ought to commit to reading the Bible. I'm going to spend a little time. I'm going to spend some time. You know, I can't tell you about this, but man, I tell you, we met Brother Weber in Kentucky. Man, I'm telling you, he taught us about reading our Bible and studying our Bible. Spending time in God's Bible. Man needs to read the Bible. Christians need to read the Bible. And then we ought to be like the Berean Christians in the book of Acts. The Bible says that these Christians in the book of Acts, they, after hearing the word of God, the Bible said they searched the scriptures to see whether what they were talking about was true. Amen. These Christians, early Christians, searched the scriptures. Is that really what they're saying? I'm saying these are some facts this morning. These are some things about believers, Christians this morning. They need to be people of prayer. They need to learn how to pray. Now, everybody may not be at the same level, but it ought to be important. I think our children ought to see us at times with our head bowed. I think children ought to see us sometime with our Bible open. They ought to be saying, well, I got to get my devotion in. I hadn't read my Bible yet. Just wait a minute. I got to spend a little time with God over here. I mean, what that'll do to the grandchild, what that will do to the child to know that grandmama or mom or dad are spending time in the Word with an open book. What, Dad, why you read that all the time? Because, son, this is important. It's important. I'm saying these are some facts that I'm trying to say. They're not difficult, amen. They're not, but they're challenging. The Apostle Paul, when he wrote to Timothy, he said this, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. Study the word of God. So again, the second thing that I think we ought to consider our ways. God said to his people, consider your ways. Your house is built, but mine is not. You're living in your sealed houses. And he said, you can't even see this. And so a lot of time we can't. You know what was happening to those people? They could never get forward enough. Every time they had 5 steps, God was putting them back 2 steps. He said, you don't know why this is happening? He said, you're trying to earn money and you're losing at the same time. He said, I done cut a hole in that your money bag. So every time you go forward, God said, you're dropping on the ground. It's being wasted. He said, but you don't see that. He said, but consider your ways. My house is not built. And folks, ain't that about like us? We get a little further. Don't you want to just keep progressing for God, amen? Instead of being knocked back again, but progressing. God, would you help me to progress and not to go back? Oftentimes God is teaching us something about life. I just believe this is all in my heart. We need some disciplined believers and disciplined Christians in God's work and in God's house. We got something to build to, amen. Oft time, our society has said, you got to have this degree and that degree and this degree, and people go all out trying to get those degrees. But the Christian walk is lost for God. I tell the story quite often about my time in Hawaii. As a young deacon and bus captain and driving the bus, those men that were with us, man, they was going to school. They got to go get this degree.